Hello, I'm Dr. Roger Steiner, professor of ophthalmology and chair of ophthalmology at the University of California, Irvine, and director of the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute at UC Irvine. In this month's blog, I want to talk about corneal cross-linking because this is a very special month, March of 2014, for cross-linking. The ophthalmic advisory panel of the FDA is going to be hearing the data collected by and presentation for submission for pre-market approval by Avedro, a company based in Waltham, Massachusetts. And if, in fact, approval is recommended and this proceeds to full FDA approval of the pre-market application, we will finally have corneal cross-linking available in the United States of America. Now, for those of you who are not cornea specialists, you may not have been following this very closely, but corneal cross-linking has been available in Europe and throughout the world for a decade. The original technique, generally known as the Dresden Protocol, was developed by Dr. Theo Seiler and his co-workers, and that involves de-epithelializing the cornea, applying riboflavin, yes, riboflavin, the vitamin, to the cornea over a period of 30 minutes in order to soak in the riboflavin, which has a yellow coloration. This then enhances the absorption of ultraviolet, which to which the cornea is exposed. The ultraviolet triggers some form of chemical interaction of the collagen fibers, resulting in stiffening, which can be demonstrated quite dramatically in the laboratory. In all of the international studies, there has been no evidence of toxicity as long as the protocol is followed, and the results have been quite dramatic in terms of halting the progression of keratoconus and its kissing cousin, which is ectasia after refractive surgery. And in some cases, there's actually a little bit of reversal of the corneal steepening by several diopters. The Avedro results in the United States have largely paralleled that. Now, Avedro is using a more intense ultraviolet light and a different formulation of riboflavin so that the dosing of the riboflavin is not as cumbersome, and the time for exposure of the cornea is not as long, and yet the total effect seems to be the same. So we are very hopeful that we're going to get this approval, and this will mark a new era for patients with keratoconus, because this should now halt most cases of keratoconus that progress, and should relegate corneal transplantation for keratoconus to a very rarely needed procedure. Now, this is not going to be the end of the development of this area, quite far from it. Several companies, including but not limited to Avedro, are pursuing other technologies. One is trying to get the riboflavin through the cornea with an intact epithelium. And that's done by different formulations of the riboflavin to enhance penetration through an intact epithelium. In some cases, people have tried partial disruption of the epithelium so that there is not a frank full defect, but just partial disruption of the epithelium, resulting in less pain and more rapid healing. Also, most likely avoidance of the sporadic cases of mild corneal haze that have developed with the treatment that involves full de-epithelialization. Avedro is also pursuing some other very interesting approaches. Now, this will all require ongoing FDA trials for validation in the United States, but they are trying different formulations, different exposure times, combining cross-linking on a prophylactic basis with LASIK, and also some localized treatment and known as Pixel, which is designed to apply selected amounts of ultraviolet at different doses to different parts of the cornea in order to influence the reshaping. So there's going to be a lot more to come, but step one and the critical first step is going to be obtaining FDA approval for the basic application of riboflavin and ultraviolet light to stiffen the cornea and prevent the progression of corneal ectasia and keratoconus. So keep tuned. Let's see what happens with the FDA panel. But we think we're approaching a very important milestone for the treatment of keratoconus. On behalf of Medscape, I'm Dr. Roger Steiner. Thank you for listening.